Morning, everybody. Thanks very much for coming. There was one person here 5 minutes ago, so every single one of you is exceptionally welcome. 2 points from OHR, and the first concerns the decision of the Human Rights Chamber in regard to the case of Avdo Palic. In a decision published yesterday, the BIH Human Rights Commission has found that the Aras authorities have failed to provide details on the fate and whereabouts of Avdo Palic. After consideration of the latest information supplied by the Aras government, the Commission has concluded that its original decision requiring the government to supply all available information on this case has not been complied with. The Aras government has flouted the HRC decision of 3rd of October 2005, which gave the Aras 3 more months to comply fully with all the Commission's conclusions in the Palic case. The High Representative views the Aras government's failure to meet its legal obligations to the HRC as a matter of the utmost seriousness. The government's failure to honour a basic human obligation to Mrs. Palic, who has spent more than 10 years trying to find out what happened to her husband, is despicable. There has been calculated obstruction of justice, as a result of which information of the sort that was successfully uncovered by the Srebrenica Commission has been obscured, and this is unacceptable. The High Representative will meet Mrs. Palic later today and will then decide what action to take against those who have failed to ensure that the Aras government fulfills its obligations. And the second point this morning concerns a visit which the High Representative will make tomorrow to SEPA in its current temporary location in the Zrak buildings in Sarajevo. And the High Representative will be accompanied by General Lambert Lucas, who is the Deputy Head of Mission of the EUPM. The High Rep will meet SEPA officers and discuss their role leading Bosnia and Herzegovina in its fight against organised crime, international terrorism and illegal migration. SEPA, as you know, is the state law enforcement agency mandated to deal with the most serious crimes facing Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's still in temporary premises because the issue of its permanent home has been the subject of political wrangling since July 2003. The Zrak building is subject to legal dispute, and the premises themselves are inadequate for an operational police agency. The Council of Ministers' continuing failure to agree on suitable premises is now affecting the agency's ability to work at full capacity. And this is essential if SEPA is to be able to support the BIH judiciary effectively and play its full role in the fight against organised crime. The High Representative will hold a short doorstepper at the Zrak building tomorrow after meeting SEPA officials, and will issue a media advisory with more details on that visit later today. That's all from OHR. I shall pass you over to the capable hands of OSCE.
Dobar dan svima. Danas ću vam prezentirati rezultate iz istraživanja koje je provela misija OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini o mišljenju javnosti vezano za reformu obrazovanja. Podaci pokazuju da 68 ispitanika vjeruje da bi trebalo postojati ministarstvo obrazovanja na državnom nivou koje bi bilo garant istih obrazovnih standarda i normi širom Bosne i Hercegovine. 76% vjeruje kako bi djeca različitih nacionalnosti trebala pohađati zajedničku školu. 70% vjeruje kako bi djeca trebala učiti historiju i književnost svih konstitutivnih naroda kao i drugih naroda koji žive u Bosni i Hercegovini. 67% vjeruje da je neprihvatljivo da jezik na kome se nastava izvodi predstavlja prepreku za djecu da zajedno pohađaju nastavu. Misija OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini smatra da su ovi rezultati ohrabrujući i poticajni. Međutim, u isto vrijeme oni podcrtavaju tužnu činjenicu da skoro 2/3 građana naše države, a procenat je skoro isti kod sva tri konstitutivna naroda, podržava reformu na koju su se obavezale vlasti ove države, ali koju do sada u značajnijoj mjeri nisu izvršili. Ipak nije suviše kasno za stvaranje sistema obrazovanja u skladu sa željama građana i obavezama koje su preuzeli vlasti Bosne i Hercegovine. Pozivamo sve političke lidere ove države da ispune svoje obaveze kako se ne bi gubilo dragocjeno vrijeme koje je potrebno za reformu obrazovanja. To bi bilo sve. Hvala.
Dobar dan, ja za danas nema izjava. Hvala.
Dobar dan from UFO. I have one statement. Today, UFOL will hold the 45th Joint Military Commission meeting at Camp Butmir with senior members of the armed forces of Bosnia-Herzegovina and State Ministry of Defence officials. The Joint Military Commission is a central body to discuss all military issues within Bosnia-Herzegovina, and this meeting is the forum in which COM-UFOR may pass its instructions to the parties signatories to the Dayton Peace Accords. The central issues to be addressed during the meeting will be the transfer of authority for BIH military issues to a single state MOD and a single military force functioning fully under state-level command and control, and the transfer of the responsibilities and activities of joint military affairs to those authorities. Further topics of discussion will be the responsibilities for military sites, regulations over the carriage of weapons, approval procedures for movement control, training and operations, airspace control, the armed forces of BIH within democratic society, and the accreditation of those armed forces for mine clearance and unexploded ordnance removal. As a result of these discussions, over the next year, State Ministry of Defence and Armed Forces of Bosnia-Herzegovina will take on increasing responsibilities previously taken on by UFOR. To this end, further inquiries about the details of the instructions to parties should be addressed to the State of Bosnia-Herzegovina Ministry of Defence. Photographs of the meeting will be made available to the media later on today. Thank you.
We have some questions. We please have some questions. Okay. Yeah. 10 marks for the first really good question. Okay, thanks very much.